Juneau residents had a lot to say about how they'd like to see the city prioritize its funding ahead of this year's difficult budgeting season. That's according to a presentation given at the Juneau Assembly's Committee of the Whole meeting Monday night, outlining the results of a recent city budget survey. Melani Shivens is the owner of Rain Coast Data, which conducted the survey. She says 4,400 residents responded to the survey and wrote more than 6,000 comments to the city.
That's equivalent to the community of Juneau collaboratively writing Moby Dick.
The survey comes after last fall's municipal election, when Juneau voters approved municipal tax cuts, which created an estimated $10 to $12 million recurring hole in the city's budget. The Juneau Assembly has until July 1st to figure out how to mend that gap. But before it makes any major decisions, the city put out the survey to ask residents to help inform the Assembly. The survey asked residents to pick from a list which city programs and services are most important to fund, and which services are least important to fund. The city released the 474-page results to the public on Monday. According to the results, the city service most respondents selected to prioritize is winter maintenance of streets, roads, and bridges, with 58% of people putting it in their top priority. After winter maintenance, more than half of the respondents agreed on prioritizing schools and K-12 education and public safety, including police, fire, and EMS. Here's Raincoast Data's Melani Shivens again.
So really just the core elements that the municipality provides, the community said, these are the things that we do not want to cut. This was the do not want to cut question.
Shivens said that the survey was intentionally designed so that respondents could only choose a handful of priorities out of a large list of city services.
Someone said, I had to leave off choices I strongly support to keep my list short. And I think that encapsulates this very well. It was a forced prioritization exercise.
On the flip side, surveyors were also asked to rank what services from that same list they'd support budget cuts to. The data shows 62% of respondents chose tourism management and visitor infrastructure, followed by 44% who chose climate action and energy efficiency, and about a third who chose economic development and workforce support as their lowest priorities for funding. City programs and services like recreation facilities, libraries, museums, arts and culture, and trails and parks landed somewhere in the middle between most people's top and lowest priorities.
Choosing to make cuts there or choosing not to make cuts there will be controversial because there's a similar level of support or some level of support on each of those top 10 lists.
Residents were also asked how they felt about the city and borough of Juneau overall. 45% of respondents said they felt positive, while 55% felt neutral or negative. The city asked respondents to rank community values, and the one most chosen was, quote, making Juneau a place where working-age residents and young families can live, work, and stay long-term. The two strategies for increasing city revenue that received the most support were property tax changes and increasing fees for vacant buildings or land. The Juneau Assembly will begin making budget decisions, including any cuts to services, once the city manager releases the draft city budget in March. The Assembly must finalize its budget before July 1st. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.